Warrior head coach Tom Sawyer with us via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Coach, thank you much for your time tonight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. No problem.
You have been in the league as long as Jeff Tesh has. 20-plus years just doesn't happen in college sports anymore. You played at Winona State. I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. But what is it about Winona, Winona State, and the Northern Sun that's kept you there so long?
Well, it is that history that we have here, both Jeff and I, you know, putting all this time in and, you know, being in a place where you went to school. I mean, I moved here in 1978, and I'm still here. So when you bring your family up in a place like this and, you know, you got your kids running around the sideline and, you know, you just get kind of indebted to the place forever. And it just feels good. We have a lot of the same people that are around still here today that have helped shape the place for us, and we're excited to be still part of it.
Well, not only did you play football at Winona, you played baseball too. So how does that help you relate to the time demands on your current players?
Well, yeah, I think a lot. I played football 3 years and played baseball, you know, for 5 years. But, you know, the memory of me throwing a ball out at Bemidji and up over the first baseman and down that hill still kind of rattles me a little bit when I drive into the campus. But, no, it's just part of the culture here and being part of the fabric of the university and, you know, being on a lot of committees and watch this place grow from, you know, 3,500 students to almost 9,000 has really been a big part of it. But, you know, I was very lucky to enjoy playing two sports while I was here.
Tom, on the field, what have you liked the most about your team this year?
Well, I think we're still gripping and trying to figure out, you know, what our team really is. I think that we have a lot of talent that we're trying to find the right direction for us. We're healthy, different than we have been the last couple of years. So getting that along with some new kids that we have in the program, I think we're still searching. We found a little bit more of it this last week, and, you know, we finished better and put the ball in the end zone. And so I think what I like about it is we're very athletic. We just got to get it in the right direction.
What needs the most work, Coach?
I just think the consistency piece. You know, the first game we had three drives in a row that, you know, our defense stops Moorhead and we turn around and fail three times in a row going in. We fumbled once through a pick in the end zone once and dropped a touchdown. So instead of 21-0, we're 0-0 at the end of one quarter and gave them life and they beat us. And so it's really the consistent part that we're after.
Well, your kicker set a Winona State record last week hitting a 54-yard field goal. When you have a kicker with that kind of leg, how much more aggressive can you be in play calling, knowing that you can still get some points?
Well, I think it does change a little bit. You know, it's you know, you don't have to grind out, you know, fourth and fives, and you're going to punt it, and, you know, get a 15-yard punt or something. I mean, you know that you can get some points, so you can be a little bit more aggressive. You know, we really excited about the kid. He struggled last year, and obviously this last week, player of the week. But, yeah, it's a weapon, and you know that you get across midfield and start thinking points instead of just, you know, having to go all the way to the 20-yard line to think about points. And so it does change a little bit. And like you said, you do get a little more aggressive.
Well, I won't soon forget the last game between these two schools I watched from the sidelines. What is the one constant in games that you've coached against Jeff Tesh?
Oh, absolutely. You're going to get a well-coached team, obviously. We don't stay in this game for 20 years between, or 40 years between us now, that without being well-coached. And they always are. That defense up there has been good for years and years. And, you know, Coach Yonner and those guys have been together a long time. So you get consistent coaching. You know the kids are going to play hard. And, you know, playing up there in a beautiful facility there by the lake is a tough place to play. So we've enjoyed the rivalry and go back and forth and enjoy it. But, you know, for a couple guys who've been around 20 years each, it's almost every time. We never know what's going to happen until we actually get there.
Coach, thank you much for your time tonight. We'll see you at the Shed on Saturday.
No problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.